There's something very special, isn't there, about a sunset. Sometimes you don't get the opportunity to see the sun sinking into the sea the way it is behind us here in Port Stewart, but there's just something wonderful and something beautiful about a sunrise or a sunset. It shows us something of the beauty of God's creation. And the psalmist recognized in Psalm 19 that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, night unto night showeth knowledge. Their line is gone out throughout the whole earth, and right across the planet we see evidence of the glory of the God of creation everywhere. Our senses tell us that yes, there is a God. And there's something beautiful about a sunset. And sometimes you don't take enough time just to sit and to meditate upon the wonder of God's creation. The psalmist declared in Psalm 113 and verse number 3 that from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is worthy to be praised. From the very first moment of a new day to the evening of that same day, the Lord's name is always, always supremely worthy. Regardless of what that day might bring, I'm not sure of what sort of day that you have had, but the Lord is still worthy. Whenever everything is going well and we recognize the Lord's blessings very clearly throughout the course of a day, the Lord's name is worthy to be praised. But even whenever things seem to be against us, and there's hardship and trial and difficulty and things that maybe we didn't factor into our day, and we maybe wonder where the Lord is, his name is still worthy to be praised. I would encourage you today, spend a little bit of time praising and worshipping the God of creation. But you know, the sunset also reminds us of the brevity of life. Someday the sun will set in your life and in mine. And maybe we are all living in the evening time of our lives. We don't have to be 80 years or 80 years of age to pass away. Somebody once said, the old must die, but the young may die. And we ought to live, therefore, with eternity's values in view. Because someday the sun will set on our lives, and then we will be ushered out into the great eternity. And we will stand before the God of creation, the God who is supremely worthy, and we will give an account of the lives that we have lived on this earth. And I wonder, are you labouring for treasures of worth? Will your life count on the grand scheme of things? So the sunset reminds us of God's creation. The sunset reminds us of God's faithfulness, his worthiness of praise and worship. The sunset reminds us of the brevity of life. But the sunset as well reminds us of the coming again of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. I believe if we could see the prophetic clock, maybe the sun has set already and we're approaching the midnight hour. Darkness is all around us. As the hymn writer said, change and decay on all around I see. And we need the Lord to step in these closing days of time. The sun is setting. We're approaching the last of the last days. And it's so important to be ready, watching, worshipping, working, and witnessing for our great God and Saviour, Jesus Christ. So just wherever you are today, I encourage you, assess your life, where you are in it, and remember that the Lord is worthy. He's altogether glorious. And we see his handiwork all around us. And the God that put the sun and the moon and the stars in their place, the God who holds the world in the palm of his hand, is able to look after us in these days. So thank you so much for listening. And God willing, we'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.